Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we come to you with a pretty bittersweet podcast, actually. This will be our last podcast. And thank you, everyone, for listening to us over the last 3 years. We just celebrated our 3 year anniversary, May 16th. This will be our 139th episode.
Wow.
Yeah, we made it really far. And thank you, Abby, and thank you, Michelle, both for doing this with me for the last 3 years. I've really enjoyed it, and I appreciate both of you being here with me every week and talking about all these ridiculous reality TV shows. It's been so much fun with you guys. I mean, today, obviously, we're going to talk about a couple episodes of Survivor, maybe The Valley, touch on maybe the Survivor season 50 cast, the House of Villains season 3 cast. A lot has been going on, but yeah, do you two have anything, I guess, you want to say before we get started here? Should we save it till the end, or what are we thinking?
I told Kyler a little bit before this. I said, "Mommy has to do her last podcast tonight," and she said, "It's your last one ever." She goes, "I don't want you to stop. You're gonna miss your friends."
Oh, that's so sweet.
And it has. It's been.
If we ever, in the future, if life settles down, I mean, you guys are so busy with your lives right
So
now.
busy. So busy.
Yeah, so if it, there's no reason we couldn't, pick back up at some point, but
But
for
I
now,
think she summed it up good because that's what I'm gonna miss, like
yeah, for sure.
seeing y'all every week.
But it's been a good 3 years.
I can't, I know when you said 130 something, I can't believe that.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
139. Yep. Yeah, we
Wow.
really, a lot of podcasters, I think the statistic is quits after episode 6 or 7. So we made it quite past that.
Well,
We
that's all,
did it.
Christina, that's all because of you, because
100.
you organized everything and you kept us in line. So we appreciate you.
What is that called? She's our director and producer
Yep, and
absolutely. Creator.
100%. 100%. Yep.
Oh,
All the credit.
thank you
Thank
both.
you, Bob.
Okay, well, I guess, I mean, getting started with what we're here for, to talk about reality TV. We have 2 episodes of Survivor. We have the finale, the semifinals, all that to talk about. Top six. Holy cow. It has been a season. I am in love with the winner of the season, but before we get to that, we have to start with that final six. So they started off with Shaheen thinks he is playing the best game. He thinks that if he can make it to the end, he is winning this game. He talks with Mitch about it. And then Camilla and Kyle talk about Joe. So Shaheen, Mitch, and Camilla are all kind of leaning Joe towards the beginning of this episode. Kyle is a little bit hesitant. He's not sure if he wants to pull the trigger. He's in a really comfortable spot right now with that strong four alliance. And then also Camilla, the only one who he's really not aligned with directly at this point is Mitch. And then we have the reward challenge. This reward challenge is when they get like burgers and fries and whatever, but then they also get the night at the sanctuary with pillows and blankets. They get the letters from ho home. And Shaheen is pissed at first because, I mean, he has like the quote about his legs. I think that was actually one of my quotes. Yeah, I'm going to be very, very, very mad if it's another arm-based challenge. Look at these things. These things are incredible. They should be in a museum. Museum worthy. Didn't get to use them once. Come on, bro. Talk about how he has like leg strength but not arm strength. And during the challenge, he's like holding himself up and he's like not happy with what's going on. It seems like he's setting himself up to lose here because he just has such a negative attitude the whole time. But somehow he holds on, and he's the one who ends up winning this reward, and he takes Joe and Kyle with him. What do you think about his choices to take Joe and Kyle?
I didn't have a problem with it.
The people back at camp are not happy with this decision because he's giving Joe fuel and feeding him
Yeah, right.
like the strongest person. So I think maybe for Shaheen, this wasn't the smartest room or move, but I think that he also was playing with his heart more at this point than he was his head in this moment, I think.
Yeah.
I think a lot of these players did that. But with that said, I'll tell you one of my quotes. Camilla going, since you brought that up, if he goes home tonight, it's because he fed Joe.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a good one.
Talking about Shaheen.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. It's I mean, ultimately, Shaheen does end up going home this episode. Joe wins immunity again. And Kyle devises this crazy plan so that they have Eva and Joe kind of thanking Camilla and Kyle for giving them a heads up. Kyle tells Joe that Camilla told him that Shaheen, when you say it like that, it's hilarious. Quite the game of telephone there. But Shaheen has an idol. So Joe kind of confronts Shaheen, and Shaheen isn't honest. But the votes were 4-2. So I mean, obviously, Mitch didn't vote for himself. Obviously, Camilla and Kyle voted. And in the finale, we see Eva trying to take credit for this move. So that means that Joe ended up not voting with them, right?
No. Joe did vote for the then it was Camilla.
Yeah, it was. I remember that because I was like, "What? Who did the vote?" But it was Camilla. You're right.
Camilla randomly voted for Mitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I didn't. I was trying to figure that out, and I didn't.
I'm not really sure why. I don't know if that was ever addressed. I was thinking maybe when it if she got to final three, maybe she to tell Shaheen like I did not vote for you. You know, I don't know. Maybe that was her thought process because she knew the votes were going to go that way. I don't think it was ever addressed who that other vote was on
Okay, I was trying to
TV,
figure it
but
out
she
because I
did
thought it
it.
was obvious that Camilla voted for Shaheen. I mean, it was partly her idea, but yeah, maybe she just knew the votes were there and did it for a jury vote or something, or like to not make it look like her and Kyle were. I don't know, but
Yeah, that's a good point too.
I think the only thing that's weird to me about that, I guess, would just be that I mean, her and Joe already talked, and she was like, yeah, he like showed me the idol, so it's like weird that she wouldn't vote for him, but interesting. So who is your MVP this episode?
Kyle.
Yeah, same.
Same for me. I had to give it to Kyle.
I gave an honorable mention to Camilla.
Camilla, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that she was great. This episode, their acting is chef's kiss. I just yeah, love these two together so much. They're my favorite duo for sure. And then the LVP goes to Shaheen. I think by taking Joe on reward, he set himself up for failure, unfortunately. Yeah, so Shaheen was my LVP.
Yeah, same.
Did you two have any quotes this episode? I know you already mentioned one, Abby. I already mentioned one. I have a few more, But what were your quotes this episode?
I just had two more. When Camilla was doing the challenge, Jeff was like, "Do not quit. Do not," or he was saying something to her. And like, she can barely breathe. And she just goes, "Yes, sir." I don't know why that sent me.
Yeah.
I love her.
He's
And
great.
then my other one was Shaheen. If nobody stands up to give me a hug, I'm going to be pissed. I
I
thought
had
that was
that one too. That
cute.
was good. Yeah.
Also, I just looked at my notes and I had for LVP Shaheen, but honorable mention Joe, because Joe just like got totally bamboozled.
Yeah, I the Joe, this is when I kind of started to think like, oh, maybe Joe's not gonna win this because the tribal council edit was really weird. It was like people were talking, but they had their voice and like a muffled, like he's like in his head. The edit was really, really weird for Joe at tribal. And I mean, I guess like since we have two episodes to talk about, it becomes more obvious. But he also said at one point when Kyle is first telling him this information, he's like, I need to settle with it for like 30 minutes or something. Like sometimes, you know, like I just need to think. I might take a second to like, you know, like understand or whatever. And I think that that really came out in Final Tribal Council. I think he really relied on his comp wins to win him this and not the articulation of what he was going to say to the jury.
Yeah, right.
What quotes did you have, Michelle?
Is this the one you said from Shaheen where he said, "Cheer up, buddy, you get to walk around with your shirt off and your massive pecs?" Or
Yes. That was so funny. Yes, because he had won immunity this
yeah.
episode, and then he was still like super paranoid and didn't know what to do. Like
Yeah.
he knew somebody was lying to him, but he didn't know
Yep. And then the other one, I actually had another one from Shaheen, and I think he was talking about how if he didn't go on reward, he said, "You would have seen me turn into Liz so fast."
who. Yeah, I had that one too. I thought that was so funny.
Was a good
Oh,
line.
see, I didn't understand that. That was from a season. And that was the one who was so jerk that had the meltdown that I heard
Yeah,
y'all talk about a
because
couple
she just
seasons ago.
knows. Yes.
He
Yeah.
was funny. I liked him.
Yeah, I mean, this top six is great, honestly. Most of them, I'm especially now that they're starting to pick the strong alliance apart a little bit. It's fun to watch. They're good characters for
I
sure.
was bored there for a couple weeks. I actually wasn't even sure I was going to finish. And Michelle's like, "You need to finish." So I said, "Fine." And then you texted about podcasts. I'm like, "Oh, now I still hadn't started." And then, 'cause I had three, I think I was three behind. And then you texted about, I'm like, "Okay, now I definitely have to finish. I'm glad I did."
Yeah, it was a good season. I liked it. Any other quotes?
I
I
had one
don't.
from Kyle, but it's not really like a funny one or anything. I just liked it because it kind of explained his game. And he said, "I've been playing with my heart, and now it's time to play it with a little bit more of my head,"
I
and
had
kind
that one
of
too.
the plan to get rid of Shaheen.
Yes, I had that one too. I'm glad that we had so many overlapping. We were on the same
Yeah.
wavelength this episode.
Yeah.
Okay, so besides the ones that you guys already mentioned and the one that I mentioned earlier, I have Mitch saying, "In what world do you feed the most competitive person here?" And then I think this was my favorite quote of the episode. I had Camilla saying, "My favorite thing to do on Survivor is just pick a person, don't give them a heads up, run them over with a bus, back up, run them over again. That's just what I've been doing out here, and it's fun."
Aww.
Oh, I loved that. But yeah, I mean, this was a good episode. Shaheen went home. Unfortunately, I did like Shaheen, but it was very evident at this point that it was kind of his time to go. So I'm also happy, like I said, I like this final six. I'm happy with the final five. And I do like the fact that they didn't go strong four to final four, and that we're seeing a little bit different of sides here. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Moving on to, or I guess any final thoughts about that episode before we move on to the finale?
I don't think so.
Okay, so in the finale, it starts off with this like puzzle lock. They get to try to earn an advantage, and Eva is the one who wins the advantage. When we get to the challenge, we find out that at the halfway point, she doesn't have to make this like basket to reveal a number, and she can just like place her ball into the basket and get the number. This did take a lot of time off of her total, like she was behind and she did catch up, but I think people struggled enough towards the end that they were kind of all like right there, working on things anyways. And Camilla, who was in last place, comes back, finishes her puzzle faster than anyone, and she wins the immunity challenge, her second immunity win of the season. I was so proud of her in this moment.
I was too,
I
yeah.
love her.
I did. I'm gonna be honest. I gave her my LVP though. I know that she won the immunity and it's like hard, but it was such like a long episode and so many things going on. Later on is why I have to give her my LVP, and I guess I'll talk to about that in a bit because we still have an eliminate a tribal council to go through, and this was an interesting one because everybody is telling Mitch that they're voting for him because he's too likable, and in the end, everybody does vote for Mitch. It's not a ruse. It's not anything where they are trying to do some secret play, or this is maybe the most straightforward vote of the season, and for that to happen at final five to get to final four, I thought that was a really interesting move. I mean, I haven't seen every episode of Survivor by any means every season, but this is the first time I've seen something like that this far along in a season.
I don't remember. I feel like it's happened before, but
At Final Five, that's crazy.
I could be getting confused with Big Brother. I don't know.
Yeah. Eva ends up playing her idol. In the previous episode, I guess we forgot to say she had a safety without power that she did not use. But now she has her idol. It's the last time she gets to play it, so she plays her idol for no reason, but just to play it.
You're on Survivor, you gotta play the idol.
Do you think that it's smarter to, for like the final talk or whatever, to be like, I had an idol and I never had to play it, or like I played it at the last one just because, or do you think it doesn't matter at all?
I mean, it's a, I don't know, it's a cool rite of passage to play an idol. So
Yeah,
she
that's
probably
cool.
just did it. I mean, even though it wasn't some secret, blah, 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 I mean, still like. She played her. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just like getting your torch snuffed, even though you're getting out. It's a big deal.
If she didn't play it though, would she get to keep it? Because I feel like I would want to keep it. Like,
Oh,
this
I'm
is.
sure she gets it back.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I'm making stuff up. I'm like, I don't know what they do, but I would. I'd be like, hey, can I have that back for souvenir?
Yeah, right?
You need that for next season?
You'll make a different one, right?
Yeah.
So, since they did get Mitch out, we have two duos in the final four. We have Camilla and Kyle, and we have Eva and Joe. And I don't know. This just made me so like excited to have this like storyline and this like kind of competition-ish thing going on between the two duos. Even though Eva and Joe at this point have like no idea that it's that they're a duo, and I don't know. I like these four players a lot, so I was happy with who made it to the final four. This is kind of maybe one of my ideal situations. I enjoy all of them a lot. Specific like Camilla and Kyle the most, but even Joe, their bond was just so sweet. I grew to really like them a lot too. Actually, I liked them from the start, but yeah.
Jeff, like in interviews, was saying like, "Oh, this is a big season for duos," but I never would have. I don't know why I never would have got like Joe and Eva. I figured would be in the final four, but I did not think Kyle and Camilla would be. So I was happy.
Yeah, same here. So this immunity challenge is when they have to have one hand tied behind their back while continuously putting more balls into this wire structure, and they have to catch them. If a ball drops, is when they're out. And Kyle wins this immunity challenge. And I am so happy for Kyle in this moment. However, right before this immunity challenge, there's like a couple reasons why I gave Camilla my LVP, and this is part of it. So before the immunity challenge, not after, before, Camilla tells Kyle that she can't sit next to him in final three, and this is when the two of them kind of decide that one of them has to go. And I don't think that it was the smartest move to tell him that before the immunity challenge, especially in hindsight of him winning the immunity challenge. I think that she I'm I it's admirable and honorable that she had that conversation, but I think she did it too soon. I don't know that that was the smartest move on her part going into this finale.
Yeah, she could have tried to like not say anything and then make him feel bad and feel
Yeah.
guilty about doing it.
And I
Yeah.
think he would have, because he has been playing with his heart specifically in regards to Camilla
Yep.
this entire game.
Yep.
Ultimately, Kyle ends up telling Joe that he's taking him to final three, and Eva and Camilla have to make fire, and they're both practicing fire, and Eva has a complete meltdown. I have read some interviews post-show that say that this meltdown was like way worse than what we saw. And what we saw was pretty intense. So this was not an easy thing for Eva at all mentally to have to go into this at Final Four. To the point where like Kyle is even talking to Joe and saying like, I feel bad, like should I not do this? But ultimately, I mean, that's what has to be done, so that's what he does.
Yeah, it was very, it was hard to watch how upset she was getting. I did feel for her.
Yeah, for sure. But Joe kind of teaches her how to make the fire,
Yeah,
and
everyone was understanding. Everyone was very, even Camilla was very nice to her. Even when Camilla was losing, she was really nice.
yes. So in that fire
That
to
was one of, I'm sorry, that was one of the sweetest things I've ever seen on Survivor.
Yeah.
Camilla.
Camilla being like, you can do it.
Yeah. That was very sweet of her, for sure.
And that was hard to watch, but I would have been really disappointed if Joe had, I mean, if Kyle had taken her place.
Oh,
But
yeah.
I'm glad he didn't. And I was very, very, listen, Eva was not my favorite, but I what if I just think she was such a bad, like, she's like, no, I have got to prove this to myself.
Yeah.
This cast was so good. You know, she wasn't like,
Even Joe also offered. I mean,
offered, and she's like, no, I need to do this for me. Like, I thought that, I mean, that's pretty, I mean, most people will be like, okay, go for me, you know?
yeah. Like, okay, this is my ticket. I just won my way to the final three. So in this fire making competition, Eva wins pretty handily. I don't think Camilla really even ever got fire. That's the reason why, the other reason why I gave her my LVP. Unfortunately, it almost seemed like she gave up. It almost seemed like there was part of me when I was watching it and she just like wasn't getting the fire that was like, does she really not want to sit by Kyle in final three that bad that she would like throw this? I don't think she threw it, but man, like that was, it was not even close.
I don't think she threw it, but I think Camilla's nature, watching her throughout the whole season, she's got to be the most chill, laid back person
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
ever.
Yeah. I'm.
Like, I need some of that chillness.
She is so great. Yeah. I agree. And she cool, calm, and collected all the time. Even when she was down like this, and like we said, she was like cheering Eva on, and yeah, Camilla, I don't think she threw it, but there was a part of me when I was watching it in like in real time that was like, this is wow. She didn't even get fire. That's unfortunate. I had to give her my LVP for that. So when they get to final three, Kyle tells Eva and Joe the truth about being a lawyer, and Eva tells Joe and Kyle the truth about her getting her PhD. And doing the, what does she do? Is she an engineer? Something. I don't know.
Something I couldn't even understand.
Yeah. So she does a lot of
She's brilliant, basically.
stuff I couldn't do for sure. Yeah. And that's true of a lot of high functioning autistic people is they're genius in some way.
Yeah.
So we get to Final Tribal. Some of the things that were asked, Cedric, he asks, what was your weakness and how did you work to minimize it? Kyle, he says, or not Kyle, I'm sorry, Mitch, he says, how did you leverage your relationships to propel their game forward? Chrissy, she says, is this the point you betray each other? Only one of you can win because they're all like kind of, you know, like they those three were close the whole time. Star asks about a secret move that wows them. This is when Eva talks about her safety without power, and nobody knew about that besides the Strong Alliance and what she does. She tells everybody like what she does for a living. And then Kyle speaks on going to jail and becoming a lawyer. And then Mary asks, what do you think the jury's perception of you, and are they wrong? And Kyle talks about, well, first, Eva talks about the Shaheen boat, and Camilla gives Kyle the alley-oop here and like literally just like sets him up to say what really happened with the Shaheen vote and that he and Camilla were working together the whole time. And I think this was like mind-blowing for people like Shaheen and David and people who are with them on that new Vula or whatever tribe after the first tribe swap. I mean, they just
It was
really,
awesome.
yeah.
As soon as that was asked and said, I texted Michelle. I was texting her like as I was watching it, and I was like, I said, mic drop.
Yeah. That was, I
That's
mean,
when I
for
figured
sure
it
the
sealed
winning.
the deal.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And then David asks, how did winning immunity help their game? Joe won four. Kyle won the final immunity. Eva, I think, won two, maybe one this season. And I mean, obviously, it helped all of their games and it helped them because they were all working together too. So every one of those wins even if it wasn't for themselves, helped them get to the final because of the people who they were working with. And I think that really was something, like I said earlier, that Joe relied on for his win. And unfortunately, that just wasn't enough for him. And you know what I didn't mention, and I should have mentioned, was in the last episode, Joe opens up about his sister and her tragic death, and how they had gotten into an argument the night before she died, and the guilt that he holds from that. And I just also want to say, like, in regards to Joe and that situation, how I'm glad that he did Survivor for her, did all of this, and had that moment on the beach where he got to, like, talk to her, apologize, and obviously she, for those listening, if you haven't seen, she is no longer alive, but it was just like the sentiment of him feeling closer to her playing Survivor than he did in the real world, and he was able to kind of grieve that and start to the moving on process.
That was so sad. I saw people say like Joe and his mom helped get like a law passed in his sister's honor, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
It's called, I just looked it up. It's called Joanna's Law, which grants families access to death investigation records when there's a history of domestic violence.
Wow.
Good for him. I mean, yeah, was very, very sad for sure. So we get down to the votes. We had 2 votes for Eva, 1 vote for Joe, and 5 votes for Kyle. Kyle obviously wins, and I think the way the votes broke down, Cedric voted for Joe. He's the only person who voted for Joe. And we had Star and Mary vote for Eva, and everybody else obviously voted for Kyle. I was surprised to see Star had voted for Eva, but clearly, her story, I mean, she gave her the idol, like, clearly, like, there was something where she felt something significant there.
She didn't realize Eva hated her the whole time.
Yeah. So obviously, I think it's very obvious that Kyle is the MVP of this episode. Right? Is that who you both had?
Yes.
And then your LVP also Camilla?
No, mine was Mitch.
Mine was Mitch as well, actually.
Oh, really? Okay.
That man did. I love Mitch. Love him. But my God, he disappeared during once post-merge. He was
Yeah.
just, I don't know if he was too nice for the game. I don't know, but.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad that we had some different people. So both of you had Mitch, I had Camilla. What about your quotes for this episode?
When they were talking about their jobs, they turned to Joe after they admitted what they were, and he goes, "I'm just a fucking fire captain." And then, during the final like questioning, Camilla looked over at Kyler and she, or Kyler, Kyle, and she mouthed, "I got you."
Yeah, that was good.
And then Kyle saying, I think they are the most public duo, but they weren't the strongest duo.
I had that one too. That one was one of the best
Was
quotes.
great. And then my last one was actually after the votes was Mitch. Because this is, I don't know. He said, you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. So those were my four.
Those are good ones. How about you, Michelle?
I think I had a couple that you had, Abby, but I think I had a few others. When Camilla said my best shot at winning $1 million for Kyle to be on the jury, we kind of talked about that. Star said Camilla represents everything that is Survivor. I thought that was really sweet.
I loved how the jury also post everything said that if Camilla was up there, she would have won.
Yeah, that was great.
Yep.
That made me happy.
Yep. And then I think, Abby, you said this one or a version of this, but Kyle's saying, I think that Camilla and I are the best duo in this game. And then I had to put David's knock knock joke. It actually did make me laugh.
God, he's so weird.
Okay, what was the knock knock joke?
Knock knock, who's there? Not me. Good job, guys.
Was funny. Okay.
That was funny. But didn't he pause for a long time in between or
Yeah.
something? Just staring.
Yes.
Weirdo. I want to know if him that he got his girl back. He did
No.
not. No, no, he didn't.
No.
He's dating someone from Survivor. I forgot her name.
Oh my God. Bump, bump, bump.
Okay, so the quotes, maybe look up who that is, Michelle, while I'm giving my quotes, who he's dating. But okay, so I had Joe. He says, I do trust Kyle, but it's like you wonder in your in the back of your brain, did we both just get duped by somebody that was working for us, you know? And I just thought that that one was good because yeah, that's exactly what happened. You did just get duped. And then Camilla, I am here to own every single lie I've told because that's the way I came out here to play this game, but I'm not gonna say anything until the final tribal council. And then I had another Camilla quote too. They said I'd be voted out first, and now I'm not being voted out at all. Camilla says, gosh, I have a lot of Camilla quotes. Old Camilla, I'm leaving her on the island. Loved that.
That's a good one.
And then Joe, what the hell? You're a lawyer, and this is basically a doctor. I'm just a fucking fire captain. That's what I am.
I had that one too. You left for a second, but I had that one. I thought that was hilarious.
And then I had the one about disagreeing. I have to disagree with Eva and Joe that they are the best duo in this game. I think that they are the most public duo. I think that they were a very strong duo, but I think that Camilla and I were the best duo in this game. So those were all my quotes. So to wrap up, like I said, I really liked this winner. I really liked this season of Survivor. I know it got a lot of hate on the internet, on Twitter, in the like standum of Survivor, but I think overall this will be looked back at as a good season.
I thought it was good. Like I said, there were a few weeks there that I kind of lost interest, but I was happy with the turnout
Yeah.
or the final result, whatever. I
Me
don't know.
too. I was happy with the ending too. Oh, and David, I actually looked at this girl's picture. I do not remember her. She was on Survivor 41. Her name's Sarah Wilson, but it sounds like she was the first one voted out from her tribe, so she was probably left really early.
I wasn't there for very long.
I watched that season. I don't remember that name. So,
I don't remember her picture. Like her face doesn't look familiar to me.
I actually think that might have been the first season that I started watching when I started watching because I didn't watch season 40 like in real time. I think it was the one after that. So I think that was my first season that I watched in real time, but I had gone back and watched like Jay and Michaela and Natalie Anderson and a bunch of other seasons, but not consecutively. I honestly couldn't even tell you what all I've seen, but I don't know. a few.
Same, I get confused.
So, any final thoughts, I guess, about Survivor before we touch on the Valley?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So we've had a couple episodes of The Valley since we've last podcasted, and me and Michelle, neither one of us, we haven't taken like notes or anything, so I can't tell you like specifics of what happened, to be honest. But I think that the biggest thing that happened is they all went to, where was it, Santa Barbara?
Yeah.
And the big storyline the last couple of episodes has been Danny. And Danny apparently like went in to the pantry, took a swig of some alcohol, ducked down. Janet thought it was really sketchy, didn't like having this like secret with him, and it became like a two episode at least story arc.
Stupid.
I listened to Janet on Vile Files.
Oh God, how I don't know how you survived that. Okay, tell me what
I
happened.
actually I did that when I was in Las Vegas. I was just like getting ready for everything, and I wasn't even planning on it, honestly, at all. But it was just like something that came on after a podcast, and I was like, all right, I'll listen to this, I guess. And it was interesting because Nick and Natalie and whoever else is, you know, they have a couple other people that talk or whatever, that co-host with them. They've all been extremely critical of Janet this season. So it was interesting to see someone who Nick has called the worst on his podcast and her kind of give a different perspective. Janet is the worst, and I still think that even after listening podcast. But I will say that it was good to see perspective, and she did actually at the end of the podcast touch on all of the rumors about how she was like a super fan and she sought out Sheena just so she could be on the show and all this. And she was like, I am a millennial from Ohio. I am the target demographic. I did not move to meet Sheena or anybody on Vanderpump. I moved and then I met Sheena, and I'm not going to hide the fact that I am a fan. I actually think that it's weirder for people to be like, oh, what? I've never heard of you before. These like super famous reality people. I don't know what Vanderpump Rules is. She thinks that the only person out of like their group who actually doesn't watch reality TV or might not have possibly known some of the things that were going on is Michelle. I guess Michelle had seen like a few episodes of The Kardashians, and that's really all the reality TV that Michelle has ever watched. But yeah, so I did like her perspective on that because I mean, it's kind of true. Like if any of us were to move to LA and randomly meet any of them or anybody else who was, you know, famous in the reality TV world and organically became friends with them, we know who they are. I mean, a lot of people do. It's not, they
Who
have
said that about them? About Sheena?
Janet.
Oh.
So I think me and Michelle previously discussed on this podcast that there are the rumors that Janet did all of this and moved and left her husband and the whole shebang because
She's
of
not with that guy anymore?
her first husband
Oh.
before Jason. So yeah, but I guess that is actually something that she said her and Sheena bonded over, was like getting divorced in their 20s and starting over and whatever. So I don't know, but I did just want to, you know, say that just because we did talk about it and it was something that she at the end, Nick was like, "Is there anything else that you want to like clear up?" And that was the thing that she brought up herself to talk about and be like, "This isn't, this is my perspective on it." I'm trying to think of some of the other couples, what's going on. Jasmine is like really offended with the whole Danny situation. She's still upset about Halloween, which I think at this point seems like it was like a while ago. But according to Janet, on the podcast, Jasmine and I can't remember her girlfriend's name.
I think it's Melissa.
Yes, Melissa, you're right. That I guess like Danny at the Halloween party, Abby, if you don't know, he like went up to them and like grabbed their butt and like was like, "Get daddy a drink," or I guess like that. Yeah, it was like not,
Ew.
yeah, but he was like blackout drunk, like didn't remember it until people told him the next day type of thing. So that's why it was so alarming when he was like secretly drinking alcohol in the pet pantry or whatever. Because like Nick Vial said, and honestly he's kind of right, like what's the difference between Danny drinking when he even got there later? So maybe he did want to catch up a little bit because they had all been drinking longer than everybody else who was also drinking. And she said that really it goes back to that Halloween with like he had made people in the group uncomfortable already, and like maybe it wouldn't have been a big deal if they weren't already kind of on alert for him.
So does he have a drinking problem?
That's what's like very heavily alluded to, but not something that like I don't think he's gone to like rehab or anything. Like he's not on like Jack's level, it seems. But it seems like people are starting to think maybe he does. But honestly, I feel like maybe a lot of these people on this cast do, and they're just not, because they're like all constantly drinking the whole season. The was that Kyler?
Maybe she's on the phone with a friend. That's why I
Oh.
muted it real fast.
Oh, okay. I if she wasn't on the phone, I was gonna have her say her goodbyes before she goes to bed, but
Oh, wait, let me get her. Hey, Kyler, do you want to say goodbye to anyone who listens to our podcast since it's our last one?
bye.
Do you have any thoughts for us, Kyler? Any final thoughts for us?
What? Of
Do you have any final thoughts for us since it's going to be our last podcast, Kyler? Anything you want to say to me?
I'll
Just
miss
bye.
you.
Okay.
Miss you. Did you
I'll miss you.
I will miss you too, Kyler. But you were pretty young when we started this podcast, so you've kind of been a part of it. Because when we first started, you weren't even in school yet, and you were with your mom like 24/7. You were right there with us for the very beginning, at least. And then, I mean, you went to school, so maybe not as much anymore, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. She got a present from being a part of the podcast because she totally ransacked your present and she got the bath bomb, the bath salts. She's very
The
excited.
birthday present. Yeah, and I guess for our listeners too, Abby's birthday was yesterday, so I had sent her a present. Well, good.
She took a lot of it over.
I'm glad it's going to good use. Yeah, that actually, now that you're saying that, does not surprise me at all.
Yeah, she got so excited.
That's funny. I'm so sorry. That was like a total sidetrack. I just thought that I heard her, so I wanted to say something since it's our last podcast. But back to the valley. Who are some of the other couples? We still haven't seen Jax. I guess we saw him on video once, but he's supposedly still in rehab, although it seems like a very weird, lenient rehab. He's constantly
Yeah.
rage texting Brittany still. I'm confused about how this happened because I had thought that he went to like in real time in my brain, he like went to rehab for like, I don't know, 5 days or something, and then he like quit and went back, and then he ended up going to rehab like in the fall. But maybe this was then, and they're just like trying to all make it seem like one. I'm not really sure, but I was confused because I thought we were gonna see him come back from rehab, like not make it through it.
Yeah, I don't know. They're just so I don't enjoy watching them. They're so toxic together. Like Britney, like talking in front of Cruz about everything they're fighting. I'm like, what are you doing? I don't know. I didn't like that.
Like that either at all. And same with Michelle and Jesse, really, because Michelle is doing the same thing, talking about it right in front of Isabella.
Yeah, you're right.
One thing that we don't see on the show, that I guess, so Michelle also did a Going Deeper podcast on Nick Viall, and I didn't listen to this one, but they talked about it a little bit during the Janet podcast.
Yeah.
And one thing that they said was that right before they started filming season one, Michelle found out that, like a month before, Michelle found out that her mom had cancer, and it was so far along that she only had like a month left. It, like, she passed within the month.
Oh,
And this
that's sad.
all happened, yes, right at the beginning of filming. So I do think that in light of that, I still think the way she's handling the divorce is awful, but it does make me feel a little more grace for her that she is going through other very traumatic, serious life changes besides the divorce. I feel like if you're going through those very serious, traumatic life changes at the same time, it makes sense to me why somebody would come off as not their best self.
Right. That is very sad.
Yeah.
I don't really enjoy her on the show, but that's very sad.
Yeah, it is. And
Then speaking of people I don't enjoy on the show, we don't need Lala on the show.
Lala just going off on Jesse. That was
Didn't need it.
kind of out of left field. I've seen mixed reviews on Twitter. Some people are like, yeah, like Lala, get him. And other people are like, why is Lala here?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, we knew that they were going to be on this season. It was announced before, and what, we're like 7 episodes in, and this is the first time we've seen her. So I expected her to be dramatic. She wants that permanent spot, you know? I wasn't surprised by it, I'll say that. But I did think it was funny that after she starts yelling at him, like Sheena comes, she wasn't like right by her, but then she like comes right by her. She just like has to be in the camera shot because she knows it's gonna make TV. I thought that was really funny.
Classic. I didn't catch that. That's great.
I thought that was hilarious. And then who else do we have? Kristen and her man seem to be maybe the most normal ones this season, which is insane to say, but true.
Yeah, it is true.
Am I missing you? Oh, Zach. Zach is just full of drama. I don't even know what else to say about him. Oh, he's like dating some married but separated guy, and the husband doesn't know about Zach, but now does because it's on national TV.
I think Zach's kind of funny. I'm enjoying him.
He is funny. I do. I mean, I love a good dramatic person, and we all know that. Yeah, I agree. I like Zach.
And I'm interested in this storyline that he's like kind of mad at Brittany for taking Janet's side over his side. That's interesting to me.
Like that too. Yeah, that's a good point. So if you haven't watched The Valley, then watch it. I mean, I feel like we're kind of spoiling it for you now, but we haven't taken notes or anything. So this is just our like Cliff's Notes version of what's going on and kind of our thoughts on each couple is what we've been doing each week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you haven't watched The Valley, watch The Valley. Okay, so this is getting a little on the long side. We've talked about, I guess, two episodes of Survivor took us a while, especially with it being the finale and everything. So let's just really quick go through this season 50 of Survivor cast, and then we'll go through House of Villains and we'll get out of here. But I think that season 50 is getting a lot of flack. I'm gonna name some names, and a lot of these few first few people, I don't know a lot of them, so you're gonna have to help me out here. We have Jenna Lewis Dowdery from season 1 and 8.
Yes, great choice.
Okay, I don't know anything about her. So that's good to know that you like her. Colby.
I don't know if I like her now. She hasn't been on in a long time, but I liked her back then.
Okay. Colby Donaldson, season
Yes, number one
28,
fan.
20. Okay.
People hate him, but I love him.
Okay. Then we have Stephanie LaGrossa Kendrick. She's the one who was on Traitors, right?
Yes, season one, yeah, right?
Okay, yes, I liked her. I really liked her. But she was on season 10, 11, and 20. So we've got a couple season 20s, another one coming up here too. Then we have
Listen, she's a great character. She's a horrible person.
Oh, okay.
She's a huge MAGA.
Ooh, okay, I
But she
see.
was great on Survivor. She's a badass.
I've never seen any of her seasons.
Oh my God, guys, her first season, she separated her shoulder in a challenge and they try to call the medics over. She's like, give me a second. And she popped it back into place.
Oh my
Wow.
God.
She was a badass.
Just based on how many people are from season 20, I feel like, I mean, I know we're not going to podcast about it, obviously. This is our last one, but I almost want to go back and watch season 20, because then we have Ceree, who is on seasons 12, 16, 20, and 34. She's also on. Obviously, she's winner of Traitors.
Traitors on Big Brother, on Snake in the Grass. I've had enough
Yes.
Ceree. I didn't really need her on this season, and that's no disrespect to her, but we've had a lot of her on a lot of shows.
We have. Then we have Ozzy. Ozzy was on 13, 16, 23, and 34. I've seen season 34, so I know Ozzy from season 34. That's the only time I've seen him, but huge, huge name. I feel like being 13, 16, 23, 34, kind of like Ceree, he has seen many different eras. And so I feel
Yeah.
like that's like a good thing as far as like viewership goes.
Yeah, I think he's a good pick.
Then we have Coach. He was on 18, 20, and 23.
Very entertaining guy, from what I've seen.
Okay. Then we have Michelle's favorite, Aubrey Bracco,
Oh
32,
my God,
34, and
I'm
38.
done. I'm cooked. Everyone's hating on her so bad. I'm already defending her. It's not good for me.
I'm her number two fan. Michelle's her number one. I love her.
I like her too. She's fine. I think I'm in the minority when I say that like I was really happy with Michelle Fitzgerald's win when she beat her, because I think that Aubrey was more of an obvious choice. Michelle was more of the underdog choice, which I think is why Michelle won. I always root for an underdog. So I was and I also like had I knew, the name Michelle Fitzgerald because I didn't watch it like live, So, I was excited for the Michelle win, but I still really liked Aubrey too when I watched her. I didn't l dislike her at all. I didn't have that like you like one or the other thing. I probably because I didn't watch it in real time. Then we have Chrissy Hoffbeck from season 35.
I liked her.
I watched that season and I cannot tell you who she is. But maybe when I see her, I'll be
I don't remember her either.
refreshed. And then, or maybe I didn't watch that season. I'm not sure. I think I did. Anyways, so then we have Christian from season 37, Angelina from season 37, and Mike White from season 37.
totally deserve to have three people from that. That's one of my favorite seasons. I love Christian. Too. I want
Christian. I love Christian.
Then we and have- I know Davey was in the mix too. I wish Davey was on too, but I know it would be too many people from one season. But I love Christian.
Great. If you haven't watched that season, Christina, that's one you should watch.
Okay. Okay.
And Mike White, how cool that he's coming back. Crazy.
Yes, and I know who he is because he is the creator, writer, something for White Lotus, right?
Yep, he's creator of White Lotus.
I think I actually saw Wes tweet something that was like something to the effect of, I'll make a deal with you if you give me a cameo in White Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Rick Devins from season 38.
People don't like him, but I actually do like him.
Oh, I feel like that's you and a lot of these people. So you really like this cast.
I think it's too many people from the 40s. Like, you're in my wheelhouse now, and then once you get to the 40s, no.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going there right now with Jonathan Young.
Meh.
I thought you were a fan of him. No?
Fine. I don't know. Fine. Great. Okay. I have okay. No problem with him, but just meh.
Just not for 50.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we have D, season 45 winner. Also,
no, didn't need to be on this. No, we didn't need winners. No,
we're gonna see her. So she's this is gonna be airing. We're gonna see her, and we're gonna see on this, and we're gonna see her on season 41, like probably back to back. Because I'm guessing, I mean, the challenge will probably be, you know, 3 months long because it normally is, and then this will be the spring season of Survivor. So we might get like a month or two without her on our screen. Yeah, like,
right.
Yeah, she's going to be a. I should look how many followers she has right now and see how much it goes up or down.
Yeah, it will. You're right. It's going to go up. I didn't want winners on this season. I would have rather had Shan or like there's so many other women that we could have had. I don't know. Kind of meh for me.
Jan would have been a great choice.
I even like Liana from that season. I really liked that season. So
we have another person from that season, season 45, Emily Flippin. She was a dynamic character. I feel like I remember hating her and loving her at points.
Yeah.
Season 46, we have three people. We have Q, Tiffany, and Charlie.
Didn't need Tiffany, didn't need Charlie. Happy with Q.
Happy with Q. Definitely didn't need Tiffany. One thing that I think everybody but Rachel, who has co-hosted that On Fire podcast with Jeff, is on.
Yeah.
So I'm not.
Rachel, as in the girl who won last season?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, she just did the last season of that podcast. I think, yeah, I totally, so Charlie is the Taylor Swift guy, so I enjoyed him, but I'm one of the few, but I did see a lot of, like, because I'm part of Swiftie Twitter, see a lot of Swifties tweeting about him and how ironic it was that he missed Taylor getting back her Masters by, like, 2 days.
That's funny.
So that'll be something for him to learn when he comes out.
He seems like a nice, I feel bad not liking him. He seems like a perfectly nice person.
Yeah.
I just don't want him on Survivor.
You know, and like, okay, so the one thing that's, him and Ben, they had that like Taylor Swift, Metallica, was it? Like song battle, and then they ended up going to the Eras tour together, and I'm pretty sure that their surprise song, if I remember right, was The Great War or something like that. It was something that was like super fitting for them, and yeah, I think it was The Great War, and yeah, so I don't know, I like Charlie, but I understand why a lot of people don't. Season 47, we have Genevieve. I really liked Genevieve. I think she was a good choice from that season.
Yeah.
And then we have three people from season 48, Camilla, Kyle, and Joe, our final three. No. Camilla wasn't final three. I'm sorry. Three of our final four in this season. I think Kyle and Camilla will have a huge, huge target on their backs coming right out of this season and going into that season. Honestly, I hope Kyle gets the sniper since he won and we get to see Camilla go far this season. I would love that for her. And Joe, I don't know. I don't think he needed to be there.
Joe didn't need to be there. Kyle, love him, didn't need to be there.
And then we have two players that we don't know who they are from season 49. I think that this will eventually leak as to who they are, and we will know before that season is over who they are. So I'm not saying that they won, but I think that it will show us two people that go far that season.
Yeah.
And that is the season 50 cast. Do you have any final thoughts?
I'm excited for it. I know people are like hating on the cast.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the cast, so I'm excited for it.
It almost looks like it could be like an old versus new type of thing.
Yeah. But I hope season 40 doesn't take over and then it's like all people from 40 and beyond at the end. I need a good mix of people.
You know, I said this in the group chat and nobody responded because I don't know. I feel like sometimes people just like to complain and they don't like logical things. And it makes sense to me why they have so many people from season 40. Because if you think about it in like a viewership standpoint, how many people of the people that are watching season 50 watch seasons 1 through 20? I mean, yeah, of course there are like people that did. I'm not saying that there's not. There absolutely are. But I think that a lot of people who watch Survivor now have not watched since the beginning. And so it makes sense to me why they would have, like, 40 to now, that's 10 seasons that people have to watch, you know? So I think that, and maybe part of the reason I think that is because I'm in that demographic, I'm not sure. But I think, like, from a logical standpoint, that makes sense. Because even if you think about, like, Challenge Mania, like Challenge Mania Live, how many people of those people that used to go to every single show still go to every single show? It's not that they're not a fan, it's not that they don't watch it or listen to it or go to shows sometimes, but the people that go to shows now every show are different from the people that went to like every show in the beginning of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right.
So, I don't know. That's my thoughts on it. Too logically brained over here sometimes, but okay, so moving on to our cast of House of Villains. I think that this is, and the reason why I really wanted to talk about this is because I think this is one of the best reality TV casts that I have seen in a really long time. I think this cast is just chef's kiss, phenomenal. I'm going to start here since we just talked about Survivor so much today with Tyson. Tyson, I'm sure, was asked for season 50, chose not to go on season 50. Maybe he wasn't asked, but I find that hard to believe, and chose to go on House of Villains instead. He was on Challenge USA. He's a Survivor winner. He's been on multiple seasons of Survivor. Tyson is just such a name. Even if you've never seen Survivor, you know that name if you know reality TV. Tyson is top tier casting choice for House of Villains, in my opinion.
Yeah, I like him on that. That's great.
We have, and I might butcher this last name here, but Paul Abraham?
I don't know.
He's perfect. He's going to be great.
From Big Brother, yes. I know who he is. I haven't seen his seasons of Big Brother, but I know that People hated him so much that they voted for Josh to win Big Brother. I know that I'm a huge fan of Caitlin Bristow. She is the biggest Big Brother fan. She actually wanted to go on Big Brother before she was on The Bachelor, but they don't take Canadians, so she couldn't be on it. But anyways, Paul is her like all-time favorite Big Brother player.
He's very controversial, but I loved him. His second season was just an awful season, no matter what. But I really liked him on his first. Yeah, that's the one Josh won. That was one of the worst seasons ever. But still, he's a good fit for this.
And then we have Kate from Below Deck and the Traitors. She's just love her. She's fantastic. So excited to see her. I don't know who this person is. Basketball Wives, Jackie Christie.
Absolutely that shit.
Okay.
It's going to be great. She's so, such good TV.
We have someone from Mob Wives this season. That show is not on the air anymore, right?
No, it's not been on for a while.
It hasn't been for a while.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't think so. Okay. So, Drita, she was on Mob Wives, and I actually, when I saw this, was excited that they are pulling from the past more than just, like, New York, like, Flavor of Love. I love that era of reality TV, and I love that they are bringing in more of those people. We also have New York on the season. Again, for a third time, House of Villains might as well be called the New York show because she's on every season, but that's fine with me. I mean, I know some people are mad about it, but I will take New York whenever I can get her. I think she's just TV gold.
Yeah, I agree.
We have Plain Jane from RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't watch that show, but our good friend Rachel posted in one of our group chats a clip. And just based on that clip, was she's just so much drama. I mean, just great. They are, I'm not sure on the pronouns, but they're just wonderful. Based on what I saw, just good for this show, like dramatic wise. Then we have Johnny Middlebrooks from Love Island and The Challenge. Got our so far second challenge representation here after Tyson's Challenge USA. We now
he's one I'm not excited about. I know a lot of people like him. I didn't like him on Love Island. I didn't really like him on the chat. I'm just not a fan of his.
You know, he's not my favorite person either. I was Team Sully, so you know, I'm not my favorite person either. But for a show like House of Villains, I mean, hey, like if you look at it this way, like who are they going to get out first? Like, out of all of these names, he's the person that I would like to see probably the least. Maybe, I don't know, the Selling Sunset person, maybe them, I'm not sure. But
no, isn't the Selling Sunset person Chriselle?
What?
Isn't the Selling Sunset person Chriselle?
No, Christine Quinn.
Oh, I think she's vicious.
Okay. I don't
know what I've heard.
Okay. Then we have the person who I am most excited to see, which I have been excited about a lot of these people, so that is saying a lot. We have two-time challenge champion Ashley Mitchell in the house. I'm so excited about that. I'm so excited that MTV let her do this show. She was also on season 41, so she hasn't been out of that contract for a year like some people. Maybe she was smart and didn't have like that kind of exclusivity in her contract. I know that that's why Josh has been going on all these shows. He made MTV take it out of his contract. So maybe she got smart and she did that too. I'm not sure, but there has been a lot of discourse online. Jordan and others saying that, you know, complaining that they can't go on other shows. So,
well, obviously we want her, Kate, to win, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I would say Ashley, Kate, Tyson, New York would be my top four, but New York is never going to win. But I just got to put her in there because that would be fun.
I was just going to say, I would say New York, but I know she's never going to win.
But maybe because of her perception on the last couple seasons, people will just let her float to the end.
I feel like she is strictly there to entertain us.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree.
And she's okay with that.
Yeah. And then our last person that we haven't talked about is Tom Sandoval. Womp, womp, Vanderpump Rules, the traitor, Sandoval. We have talked about this man a lot on this podcast, and he is back for his third competition show. I don't know, does Special Forces count as competition? Maybe-ish.
Maybe.
I don't know, but I'm actually not horribly mad about it this time like I was with Traitors.
Well, I think that's because he wasn't, like, terrible on Traitors.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. But that's the cast, and I could not be more excited for it. I'm so excited for House of Villains. Even though we won't have our podcast, we will have to keep up with each other when it comes to these shows and still chat. I mean, of course we have our group chats and everything, but yeah, like Kyler said, I will definitely miss talking to you two every week. It's been a blast.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you for asking us. And
yeah,
3 years ago.
Yeah, jeez. I know. I can't believe it's been 3 years.
Wild.
Yeah. Okay, do either of you two have any final thoughts?
No, I love y'all. It's been fun.
So normally I end this podcast by saying that we'll see you soon, but that is not the case this time. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in for every episode that you've tuned in for. Thank you to both of you. I mean, I'm very, very grateful for this opportunity to be able to do this. And I don't think that this is a show anymore, but I'm going to end it this way just for the fun of it. With that, I'm going to say F boy, F bye.